This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Welcome in the next 60 minutes. Everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, dejection and despair are not being allowed to dwell in the Dons dressing room as manager Jarrod McInnes rallies the troops for some big league games ahead. The first of those at home to Hamilton tomorrow. A full match preview coming up, along with your chance to be at the game for free with a pal. And you can also win Formaton Adult Stavrum's latest book tonight too. Plus the rest of the league and beyond, as well as rugby and more to come right here on Friday Sport, starting right now.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
First, as always, to Pittodrie, where manager Jarrod McInnes is pushing on optimistically following that disappointment at Dens last weekend in the Cup.
There's no other way for it, you know. I think, how we work for it by now. Even if we win last week, it's a totally different challenge now, and we're just always looking for the next performance. The next challenge is against a good Hamilton team who have had a lot of plaudits this season, and rightly so. You know, they're a good side, and you know, we managed to beat them in the Cup a few weeks back, and it was a strong performance from us, so there was still a lot to like about us last week, and in general terms the form's been decent, but ultimately we want to get the results. It's a crucial period coming up now, 4 games left prior to the new year, and there's three, four teams in and around us in the league, so it's an opportunity for us to try and make the most of that. You know, I feel that there's still a lot to look forward to. We're in a better place in the league than we were this time last year, you know, so still lots to push on in that. We've got a League Cup semi-final to look forward to, so yeah, there's always something to play for, and it's just 3 points on Saturday, but it's an important 3 points, and we aim to try and get them. The 4 games that we've got, you know, Camarnock there as well, Dundee United coming up in the following week, Inverness after that, so there's 4 games there with teams in and around you, so like I say, that does have that extra significance here, and you could, if you get enough positive results in these next few games, and obviously take the first one first with Hamilton, but if you get positive results in these few games, it can take you to where you want to be. Yeah, there's loads to admire about Hamilton. You know, I've said that in the previous 2 games we've played them, you know, and we saw them at their best for a lot of time when they beat us down there. They saw us, I think, a strong performance when we played them in the Cup, so hopefully they see that Aberdeen team again. That's the plan, but you know, they had a 3-4-0 result against St Mirren a couple of weeks ago, so they're still capable of results. They get knocked out of the Cup last week, as can happen, but you know, all by and large, their form's still decent. It's probably just not being as good as it was, but they're still a good team, and nothing's too much changed.
Evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm John Mellis. Joining me tonight, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway. We'll come on to the game tomorrow soon, but first, painful though it is, a quick look back at last week. The thinking after the game seemed to be that the better team lost on the day. Was that your take on things, Dave?
Very much so. I mean, I think we were, there was a sense of disbelief with the two of us and Andrew at the end. The Dons dominated, but unfortunately a combination of just not taking your chances when you get them, and also not being able to defend a straight ball for the winner, which was very disappointing. And you know, and that's cup football. I think Dundee, before the game, Derek had said about he didn't care. It was all about winning. Didn't care if we didn't play well, as long as we won. I think that's exactly how Dundee managed to win it. They didn't play particularly well. They were outfought and outplayed for most of the game, but they won. At the end of the day, that's the score line that means they go through to a game against Celtic in the next round, and we have to wait till next year and concentrate now on getting up that league and also getting through to the League Cup final.
Better team lost in the day. Are there lessons that we can take from it? I mean, I know Derek's going on to the next game, but what will he have learned from that, Dave?
I think decision making is one thing that maybe Aberdeen slipped up in. Defensively, you could perhaps point the finger at the Dons' rear guard for both goals that Dundee scored. And then up front, we created so many chances. Yeah, we had the most dreadful luck at the end when Niall McGinn's shot was touched onto the underside of the bar.
Twice.
Bounced down off the line, hit the bar, underside of the bar once again, and then spun back out. I've never, ever seen that before. But there were other chances that I think Aberdeen could have put away. They could have been a little bit sharper. So I think there have been a few things to have been working on in training this week.
Just we've got some stats from, thanks to Boonson, the stat man.
Good old Boonson.
We had 19 shots, 9 on target. They had 6 shots, 4 on target, 356 passes compared to 211. 85.7% of successful passes compared to 75.4. All down the stats, the Dons were the superior team, but unfortunately, as we know,
matter,
the big one
yeah.
is the amount
two
of
against
goals.
One.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Derek McInnes sounding upbeat and determined. Despite that, I think his words were, "There's nothing else for it," and that's very much the case, isn't it? I mean, you can't go back and change it. You can only try to go on and improve. That game's gone, but we can still go on and retain our cup, play some good football, win the league. Pick me up anytime you like.
You've got to believe.
Echoing his manager's sentiments, Aberdeen's Ryan Jack.
It's just a fact that after any defeat that we have, we always want to bounce back well. And as I've just said there, that it's not really the performance we want to change. It's more that the result, because we had a really good performance, but the result never matched it. So we just want to make sure that we're getting the rewards for ourselves for the performance we're putting in. So we're going to try and make sure we put that right this weekend. As the manager's always put across to us, he always wants us to do well in the cups, and obviously to get put out the fourth round, it was disappointing, and we're all gutted, but we've still got a semi-final of the other cup and we've still got a lot to play for in the league. So yeah, there's still a lot to play for this season, and we're not going to obviously like hold that against ourselves and dwell on it. We're going to move on and try and do well in the league. In training, we're just trying to work on getting that balance right, that when we're scoring that we're keeping it tight defensively, and when we're defending well that we are putting our chances away. So just hopefully soon then we'll go up that extra gear and we'll get that chances, start getting them stick away, and that we will get a good result. So it's just working hard in training and try to put that right, and I'm sure it'll come.
Again, a great example of what an old head and young shoulders Ryan is. I thought he did well last weekend, Dave, and whether his manager's drummed it into him, whether it's his own natural attitude or a combination of both, he's ready to get straight back on that horse and give it another go, and that's attitude to have, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think you're right. I think Ryan was had an immense 90 minutes, and I'm sure Gordon Strachan, who was watching in the stand, was taking note of that performance, because it's the kind of performance that he turns in regularly. Just got so much going for him, but yeah, great attitude as well. That's one of his positives, the fact that he will just get right back into tomorrow. There's a sense of injustice, but that'll be put to one side. Job in hand is to get 3 points tomorrow against Hamilton. Nothing else really matters that much.
We've got more from the Dons in a moment, and indeed tomorrow's opposition, Hamilton. The entire match is live on North Sound 2's Game on digital radio, online at northsound2.com, and on 10:35 AM. Our commentary team of the two Daves and Andrew Shiney in position as always, but you can be there too, courtesy of North Sound 1's Friday Sport. And tonight you're also playing for a copy of former Don Harold Stavrum's book, Exposed at the Back Door. So tonight's winner gets a copy of the book and a pair of tickets, but we'll also have a couple of other winners who'll each receive a copy of the book as well. To be in with a chance of winning, simply tell us, when the Dons won 1-0 against Hamilton at Pittodrie in the League Cup quarterfinal, who scored the all-important goal? Who scored in the 1-0 victory over Hamilton in the League Cup quarterfinal at Pittodrie? If you think you know, you can call us up on 01224-400-969. Aberdeen 400-969, and be a winner with Friday Sport tonight on North Sound 1, where in a moment we'll hear from Hamilton boss Alec Neil and the Dons' Adam Rooney.
North Sound 1. This is Friday Sport with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
It's Aberdeen versus Hamilton tomorrow in the Scottish Premiership. Hamilton out of the cup last week too. Their manager is Alec Neil. He's full of praise for his opponents tomorrow.
I think sort of Celtic, Aberdeen, Dundee United, I think they're sort of, I wouldn't say they're in the league of their own, but I think certainly Celtic are the top team, you know, with the resources and that they have and the amount of players they've got, internationals right throughout their squad. And I think Aberdeen, Dundee United at the top end of the pitch have got as good of players as are going about really in Scotland. You know, I think they're full of power and pace.
I suppose this is a lot to do with perception, Dave, and possibly how quickly our own expectancy levels have changed. Hamilton qualified for the top flight against the odds and then went on to the most brilliant of starts, beating the league champions along the way. They're still up there, they're plugging away, albeit a little bit less successfully, and they've been knocked out of both cups now, but no one's moaning about their campaign because they're doing better than they ever imagined they would, whereas for the Dons, improvement from last season would be to win the Scottish Cup, retain the League Cup, and then finish second. So in the space of a season, we've gone from imagining ourselves you know, being perennial strugglers to genuine contenders. One result has kind of rattled that, and some quarters are saying, you know, our season's over. A bit of perspective required, surely.
Absolutely, and you look back, Hamilton's last six, they've won one, drawn one and lost four. And as you say, there's no alarm bells ringing, and neither should there be, because they've been, you know, their great start to the campaign has meant that they've got the points in the bag. But it is always the same, isn't it? Again, we were just chatting about the chamber breakfast that Derek was speaking at, and that's the point he made, that, you know, if you win a game, all of a sudden we're world beaters, and if we lose a game, there's a crisis. Mm. And the reality is that we'll always win games, we'll always lose games, as long as we keep on winning more than we lose and get that improvement. So there is a bit of perspective required. It was a hard one, a really hard one to take last week, but we're out of that one now. We move on, and you know, Hamilton tomorrow, really important. We're not that 4 points off the top of the league. Let's make sure that that's the maximum, that we are still off the top come tomorrow evening.
I want to get onto a point that I saw being made on a few of the chat boards last week in the wake of the results in the Cup. We'll do that after we hear from Adam Rooney, chatting here to Red TV's Mel Panton for North Sound 1's Friday Sport.
It's not nice to lose, but sometimes it's the way you go about losing. It's easier to take sometimes a defeat. If you don't perform, you can say, oh, we never performed, but it's harder to take when you perform as well as you did and felt like you deserved to win the game to be hit with a late goal. It can take a couple of days to get over, but we know here that each game comes as a massive game, and we know Hamilton's going to be very difficult, so we have to just focus on that now and put behind us the weekend result and look forward.
Just final thing on Dundee, I thought the fans were brilliant, you know, at the end, pulling the players off. They really appreciated that, and I'm sure that the players appreciated that as well.
Yeah, definitely, because it's easy sometimes for fans to boo you or whatever if you don't get the right result, but to stand, give us a standing ovation off the pitch, really showed how well they felt we performed in the game and the effort we put in, and it's massively appreciated by the players. It gives you that little bit of a boost coming off, that even though we didn't get the results that we felt we deserved, that the fans appreciate the efforts, and it just makes us want to perform even better for the next game for them and go out and get the win.
Adam Rooney there. He's right, the fans at Dens very much supportive at the end of the game last weekend despite that loss, and I think for the most part the majority of supporters remain that way. But I did see one or two querying why the boss didn't make any changes to the lineup earlier in the game. Get a pair of fresh legs on it. If you'd like to take that point to Derek directly, be my guest. I'll hug your coat.
Yes,
but is there any merit in that? Should we have had subs on sooner, perhaps?
I don't think so, because that wouldn't have affected the decision making that I alluded to earlier when the substitutions were made. It wouldn't have made Aberdeen clear the lines any better for Dundee's two goals. It wouldn't have made Aberdeen more likely to score goals at the other end. So, I think Derek's tactics were absolutely fine.
Both Rooney and Goodwillie on from the start last weekend, should they have been more effective? It's not as straightforward, given the formation, perhaps, Dave, but should Rooney and Goodwillie have done better?
Any striker they'll feel they should have done better. Lady Luck certainly didn't shine on us last week. There was a couple of chances. Scott Bain had a great game, you know, in goals for Dundee.
Three terrific saves.
So, you know, another keeper, another day, and we would have been out of sight. Niall McGinn, you know, within the first 20 seconds, we were, you know, a whisker away from taking the lead. It was a great, for once, the move from the kickoff worked sublimely, and Niall McGinn was so close and connecting to the ball, but just wasn't to be. And if that had gone in, that could have made all the difference. Mm. It probably would have made all the difference, but I think, you know, put it down, we played well, performance, lots of good things to take, but the bottom line, we're out the Cup, or the Scottish Cup. We've just got to take the good points from it, move on, and as we've always done off the back of a reversal, we always seem to fly back, you know, come out running, out the traps the next game. So let's hope that's the case tomorrow, and I'm sure it will be.
What are the next four games that Derek was talking about? There's Hamilton tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're away to Dundee United. Yeah. Next Saturday, then we're at home to Kilmarnock.
Yeah.
And then we are away to Inverness, and then we're at home to St Johnstone.
Okay. And St Johnstone's New Year's Day.
I'm going to say all is quiet.
I'm going to say we're going to win all five.
Okay. You can say that if you want.
I wonder how quickly that, how long that will last.
Let's... Well, we're all the eternal optimists, so I'm sure, Dave, I'm sure you and I would agree with John.
Absolutely. Although, you know, Inverness, again, here's right now, was it Sunday the 28th of December? Last year it was 22nd of December, an away tie in Inverness.
That going up 4-3, wasn't it?
That yeah, one? That yeah. was the one. But
4-0 up at half time.
Yeah. I think that's what I said. This could be double figures.
Should have stopped the game at half time.
4-0 up at half time.
If that had been a boxing match, it would have been, you know, it would have been stopped.
Yeah,
at
well,
half-time.
Had it gone on 10 seconds longer, than it could have been 4-4 than where things were going.
But I was just thinking more of the, you know, the it seems to be every December, but also just the fact that we've, our fans are, you know, and last year was an evening.
That's
a late
right.
kick, it was 5:30 kickoff.
It
wasn't
was. It was.
You know, I know.
Got to give some thoughts to the fans.
Yeah,
TV companies.
The Gellin's Barn and Vanessa have done well that night.
I'm sure it did.
That brings us on to the weekly topic, which you can find as always online at Aberdeen Mad. This week, it's been started by Stan Freehead, who says, Doc backs Goodwillie to succeed at Aberdeen. Don's assistant boss Tony Docherty believes David Goodwillie's professionalism will shine through at Pittodrie, and there's an accompanying article on Aberdeen Mad that you can read when you want to. But that's the focus of our topic, which Dave followed as it progressed.
Phoenix first up. There's a player there, all right. Something just needs to click, whether it's something internal or external. I can't decide, so it's possibly a combination of both. He plays as if he isn't match fit, says GGM Dons, and looks like he doesn't have the confidence to shoot the way he did a few years back. If we can get his confidence going again like he used to have it, we'll have some player. He just needs a good night out in Glasgow, suggests Odin's left peg, then he'll be firing on all cylinders. I'm not sure that would be the case. Red starter Finns, there's ability there undoubtedly. However, he does seem to be lacking confidence. He hasn't scored a goal with his feet yet. There's only so long you can say he just needs a goal or two. He's scored three. Sancho Panza, is confidence really the problem? At the weekend, he tried as Latin-esque back heel flick, which nearly went in.
That's right.
And he also hit a stupid shot when he should have crossed it. It's more decision-making and work rate he lacks, in my opinion. I would certainly argue the fact that I think his work rate is actually pretty good, to be perfectly honest. He's a real talent, argues Bertie Miller. Shorts, confidence maybe an issue, but not so sure. I often look at his movement and touches and think he's just in a different wavelength to some of our players. Sheep on fire, he's no good playing the one up front role. He looks good with a free roll off the striker, but due to our hammering at Hamilton, that formation has been chucked and he's struggled ever since. Red Rowie says, I saw Michael Stewart saying he thinks Goodwillie has upset the balance of the team. Have to agree. From Rico 94, the best Goodwillie has played so far this season was the period when we were playing him up front along Rooney. We were scoring for fun. I think the problem with Goodwillie is one of these strikers who needs to play with another striker and he struggles to play as the lone striker. Dolly Longstaff, I think a lot of posters implying that employing Goodwillie has upset what we had last year have a rosy view of last year's side. Yes, we had a very decent season by recent standards, but we really struggled to score goals, particularly in the final third of the season. And 05 Carr, finally, I see he's in the front of Saturday's programme. Could do with smiling once or twice. That's just a wee plug for Mal's programme.
Now, here's the thing. I was just thinking there, as we were talking about that, he did score when we were playing the 4-4-2 and the 4-4.
Yeah, but we're scoring for fun, as the poster said, but we're also leaking for fun.
This is the point I was going to come on to. Did that formation ever have Russell Anderson at the centre of the defence alongside Mark Reynolds?
No.
Or was Russell out and injured at that point?
I need to double check back, but I have a feeling Russell was injured at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, was it at a point where the defence would have been leaking regardless?
Possibly.
Because most people assume that we leaked goals because we were going pretty much gung-ho and we were in the 4-4-2, but there could be more said about that.
But there's no doubt we've missed Russell, but we've got plenty good defenders that have been playing. Ash Taylor's coming on, and he's still got his detractors, but I think he's coming on all the time, he's maturing all the time. Mark Reynolds, still very, very steady, and Andy Considine being played all over the shop and never lets the side down.
He played really well at right back against Partick Thistle. Had a good game.
If you want to take part in our weekly topic or poll, we would love to hear your thoughts. Bear in mind, as you type them out in Aberdeen Mad, if you want them to get to air, you have to make them broadcastable or at least easily edited without diminishing your content. Now, you'll find them in Aberdeen Mad in any given week, these topics and polls, from about midweek onwards. keep an eye out. Still no Russell for tomorrow, being eased back in gently, and no timescale being put on that. The other injuries ahead of tomorrow, Willow's still out, I think, yeah?
Yes, he is. The only change is that Barry possibly could be back for contention, but other than that, it's as you were.
Let's get on to that team selection for tomorrow then, with Predictor Derek. Dave the Elder, I will start with you.
I'm actually going for an unchanged side. I think Derek was pretty pleased with the way they played. So Brown, Logan Reynolds, Taylor Considine, Pollitt, Jack McGinn, Hayes, Goodwillie and Rooney.
I'm going to go for Brown, Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Considine at the back. I'm assuming that Robson will be fit. I'll put him sitting with Jack in front of the back four, and then a three of McGinn, Pollitt and Hayes behind Rooney.
OK, next, the one to watch. And Dave Gallo, we'll go with you first this time. The man that will make a difference.
The man that will make a difference for me is Rooney. Because he's the leader of the attack. He's been looking sharp of late. He's maybe not had the breaks on occasion, and I think he could be the match winner.
And Dave?
Yeah, I'm going for Ryan Jack. We heard from him a bit earlier on. He is, as you said, an old head on young shoulders, and I think if he plays well, the team tends to perform pretty well, and I think he could just run that midfield tomorrow.
Just ahead of these score predictions from our experts, let's see what you think on our weekly poll again on Aberdeen Mad, which reads, will the Dons bounce back against Hamilton on Saturday? And the results, Steve?
The results, which I have just updated this moment, yes, 80.4%, no, 19.6%.
You know, Jesse adds, yes, I don't see it being much fun, though. Gogs, 1958. They'd better, if we're to believe there's anything about them warranting the level of support they currently enjoy. To Steph, who says, I believe they will win and it could be fun. I have a feeling we'll batter them with goals to spare. And Bertie Miller's Shorts agrees, somebody's due a right licking. Why not Hamilton? You know, I'd virtually guarantee a good win tomorrow because it's Dave Galloway's birthday weekend and that's what I've asked for. What do our experts think the score will be? Dave Mack.
I'm going to go for 3-0. Aberdeen, just in case you're wondering.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I go for Aberdeen to give me a nice birthday present with a 2-0 victory.
I'm going to agree with Dave Mack and say 3. I think it'll actually be a decent game to watch as well. The entire game live, as always, on North Sound 2 from 2. Gav's got Get It On, and the two Daves and Andrew Shiney will be our team watching on. You'll get goal flashes on North Sound 1 with Elisa as well, and Gossip and Goals. The entire match live on North Sound 2, and here's your chance to be at the big game, courtesy of North Sound 1's Friday Sport. Remember, as well as a pair of tickets up for grabs tonight, you can also win one of three copies of Arnold Stavrum's book that we're giving away. It's called Exposed at the Back. Here's the question to answer. When the Dons won 1-0 against Hamilton at Pittodrie in the League Cup quarter-final, who scored the all-important goal? Who scored in the 1-0 victory over Hamilton in the League Cup quarter-final at Pittodrie? If you think you know, call us up on 01224-400-969. Aberdeen 400-969, and be a winner with Friday Sport tonight on North Sound 1. A preview of all the other games in the Scottish Premiership and beyond coming up on North Sound 1's Friday Sport in moments.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
To the other games in the Scottish Premiership tonight. The first of those is later this evening when Ross County welcome Dundee United to Dingwall. Stacky's boss, Jim McIntyre.
They've got the continuity of a good side and a very attacking side, and very good on the counter. So we'll need to be at our best to get a result, but we're more than good enough when we play to our own capabilities.
Jackie McNamara sees definite signs of improvement in County's form since Jim McIntyre and Billy Dodds moved in.
I see a difference in them. I think it'll be a tough game up there. I think it'll be into matching first and foremost. But you know, if we can hopefully take our chances, and we didn't the last couple of games, and we should get the victory.
I have a wee feeling about this. Ross County versus Dundee United, Dave.
Well, I want Ross County to win because United are one of the teams above us. However, I do think United will be too strong. I'm going to go for a 3-1 victory for Jackie McNamara's team, but I hope I'm wrong.
I think it might be a draw. Okay. Saturday lunchtime, the early kickoff sees last year's winners travel to last season's runners-up amid a stark contrast in form. But there was Kenny Black.
There's a little grey area there that weren't very sure if I was indeed interested in taking the job. I think when Stuart first resigned, all my thoughts were obviously with the Dundee United game on the Friday night. And as things have escalated, you know, it's going to be a fit for both the club and for myself. And the club know exactly what I'm capable of doing. I've been here for 4 years now, and I've been worked under Stuart, and we've been fairly successful.
Ronnie Dyler apparently dreams of winning the treble, so do the rest of us. But for him, it's a realistic target, especially after winning that game they had in hand over Partick Thistle midweek.
It was nice to get those 3 points there. What's what we go into the game for? And now we have played a lot of matches also. Good now, I think it's a sixth game or something we are winning in a row. We have to keep on, and it's going to be a tough and important game on Saturday as well. And now it's everything about restitution. Get ready, get your minds ready.
Motherwell versus Celtic, Dave Galloway.
Celtic to win for sure for me, John. The question is, by how many? I'll go for 3-0.
Dundee welcome Inverness to Dens. Manager Paul Hartley looking to capitalise and build upon that cup win over Aberdeen.
We've trained really well this week. Well, it's a great result for us, the Aberdeen game. But we're back to league business now, and hopefully try and get a good result. But we're up against a very good Inverness team.
Now, I'm sorry, Yogi fans, but no John Hughes this week. However, before you moan, we have a more than able-bodied replacement in the form of Russell Latta.
When we played them early on in the season, it was a really cagey game here at home. Not a lot of chances, but a lot of good midfield play. So they've done well enough.
A manager who can't say three and an assistant who can't talk faster than 3 miles per hour. It's an interesting combo. Dundee versus Inverness, Dave.
I think that might be a 1-1 share of the spoils. It could be quite an interesting game, actually.
Partick Thistle progressed in the cup last weekend at the expense of Hamilton. Kilmarnock folded 3-0 to Rangers. Tries as I might, I just can't seem to keep the word folded apart from Rangers. Tomorrow, Kilmarnock looking to get back to winning ways. Manager Alan Johnson wants to plug the leaks.
We're losing far too many soft goals. A lot of them are individual errors, but defensively we've got to tighten up. And going forward, we've got to do things a bit quicker and better delivery in the penalty box.
Partick against Kilmarnock, Dave Galloway.
An interesting one. Kilmarnock absolutely rank rotten against a not very good Rangers side. So I think Kilmarnock will get beaten again, this time 2-0.
St Mirren are at home to St Johnstone. Manager Tommy Craig is worried his players are now really starting to doubt themselves.
For about 2.5 months since the season started, we were playing well and missing chances. That was my big beef. We're now not playing well. And that's a lack of confidence, and I've got to give them the confidence to go out there. I know how good they can be, and it's been quite some time now, you know, since we've had that result at home.
Meanwhile, his counterpart tomorrow, Tommy Wright, feels his side is just starting to click.
The introduction of James McFadden has given us that quality in the final third, and I think that's the difference. Being we've defended better as a team, and the other side of it is we have... I think produced that wee bit more quality in the final third.
I think Tommy's Saints will most likely get something out about it. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to go for... I think Tommy Craig is now... he says about doubting his players doubting themselves. I think that is pretty evident on their performance in midweek up at Inverness. So, yes, I think you're right. Tommy's Saints will win, but it's the Saints of Perth that I think will win by 2-0.
Briefly into the Championship, where Alloa are at home to Dumbarton. Falkirk take on Hibs. Hearts back at home to Queen of the South. Livingston travel to Raith Rovers. And Rangers are at home to Cowdenbeath, where manager Ali McCoist is fighting tooth and nail to keep that title.
I can't have a bearing on that other than do my best to get results. People will make their own judgments and make their own decisions, which I totally accept, and it's part and parcel of particularly football management. All I can assure the supporters is I'll be doing my level best, 100%, to, you know, turn Wednesday's performance around and get back into winning habits and get 3 points tomorrow against Cowdenbeath.
I read a headline today in one of the back pages which said it would cost £1.4 million to get rid of Ali McCoist as manager. Is it worth it?
Well, it's whether they can afford it, because they've had to put another share issue trying to get them through to the turn of the year. So
I'm losing track of the share issues now.
I'm losing track of the board. If they called him in, would he recognise them?
Probably not. Apparently in our sister station Radio Clyde last night, and the phone in, Derek Johnson was explaining that he's in a year's rolling contract, so that's why it would cost him a million and a half. Yeah. And one punter said, but we're halfway through the year, so is it not less?
That would make sense. I think that the figure is arrived from getting rid of McCoist and his backroom staff.
Right.
Because they'll all come as a package,
a new broom,
presumably.
And all that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, wait. What, the question is, will he last longer than the club will? I mean, that's a genuine possibility.
No, it's they are in dire straits. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
OK, in League One, Peterhead are at mid-table and on the road again against bottom club Stirling.
We had them watched last week against Raith Rovers, and apparently they were the better side in the first half. They missed a few really good chances to go ahead in the game, and they have got good players up front in their team. Gordon Smith, Stephen Doris, wee boy Sandy Cunningham. So they're a dangerous side. I mean, our recent record against them isn't particularly good, so it's not as if you should be getting into that game feeling as though you're a much better side. We need to get in there and work really hard, impose ourselves on them, and you know, if we do that, then there's every chance we'll always get a result. So our away record's been decent recently, so we just need to try and continue that.
To the Highland League, leaders and champions Broader Rangers are at home to fourth place in Inverurie Locos, having tasted a rare defeat in cup action last weekend, looking to make amends tomorrow. Inverness Clach welcome Huntly to the Highlands. Forest host Keith. Fort William are at home to Devonville. Actually, if you take a look at the league table, what throws you slightly is Fort William are not bottom. They're about fourth or fifth from the bottom. Anyway, Fort William are at home to Devonville, just one place behind them in the league. Unfortunately, that gap is 10 points wide. Third place, Turriff United are at Lossiemouth. Nairn County take on Buckie. Cove Rangers are at Rothes. Chris Hunter's Fraserburgh are currently in fifth and travel to face current bottom club, Strathspey Thistle.
It just takes a bit of luck and a bit of turning fortunes that will turn results for them. And you just look at Fort William, they've now went on a run of three games unbeaten and going into their next game with the 1-4 in the bounce. So it just takes a wee bit of rub of the green and everybody's confidence to rise and changes a team. So Saturday will be a difficult game, and we won't be taking it for granted that we'll be getting a win. We need to work really hard.
Final game of the day sees second spot Wick Academy take on Steve Patterson's for Martin United in the juniors, Dave.
Well, the first of the weekend action takes place at 7:30 tonight. It's in the GA Engineering Inter-Regional Cup second round at Hillhead, Bridge of Don Thistle against Banksiddy, who will start as favourites tomorrow at the Scottish Junior Cup third round. At the third time of asking, hopefully Cooter's game against Falkirk Juniors and FC Stonywood against Kilburnie Ladeside, which will be played at Davidson Park alongside. And the Super League tomorrow, Bankery St Tiernan against Inverness City. Cruden Bay there at Dice. It's Hermes against Hall Russells and Maud versus New Elgin. Other GA Engineering ties tomorrow, Ellen United against Devonside, Lewis United at Islevale and Sunnybank versus Stonehaven. In the First Division East, Buckenhaven Hearts entertain Colony Park, Fraserburgh United are at home to Aberdeen University, Glentanner they travel to Newacre United and at Findon Park Vale against Longside. First Division West, Buckie Rovers versus Nairn St Ninian, Granton against Forest Thistle, Lossiemouth United at home to Burghead Thistle, Dufftown they travel to Spey Valley, and finally it's bottom club White Hills against Port Gordon Victoria.
Now to England, top of the table Chelsea can reassert their dominance in the Premier League and they kick the weekend's action off. Andrew Hawes looks ahead for Norton One's Friday Sport.
Leaders Chelsea start off the weekend's games at Newcastle 6 points clear and looking to extend their unbeaten run to a club record 24 matches. Manager Jose Mourinho has achieved plenty in his career, but he's yet to win a league match with Chelsea at St James Park. And he has no doubts that some clubs put in that little bit extra when the league leaders come to town.
Clearly, when they see the Chelsea shirts, they make the game of their lives. When they play against other teams, they look like they're playing friendlies.
At 5:30, Manchester City continue their pursuit of Mourinho's side with a home game against Everton. Before that, Arsenal can move into the top four with a win at Stoke in the 3 p.m. kickoffs. And there are significant matches at the foot of the table, with four of the bottom five facing each other. Hull and West Bromwich Albion are the two teams just above the drop zone. They meet at the KC Stadium. And Hull boss Steve Bruce says this is the type of match where anything other than a win won't do.
To really, really do well in the division, can you go and beat the teams that are going to be in and around you? And we did that successfully well last year. West Brom will think exactly the same thing as what we do. So it should be a big game.
And Burnley, the pre-season favourites for relegation, will get out of the bottom three if they can win at QPR. Elsewhere, Liverpool take on Sunderland and Spurs welcome Crystal Palace. On Sunday, surprise Champions League contenders West Ham and Swansea square off at Upton Park, with the bottom club Leicester travelling to Aston Villa. And on Monday night, Manchester United, fourth at the moment, can move above Southampton with a win at St Mary's. United boss Louis van Gaal is looking for a fifth straight victory.
In rugby, and Aberdeen Cranmer are playing the second of four matches in a row against the top clubs in their division. The first of those went well when they emerged victorious against Watsonians with a hard-fought 25-16 win. Tomorrow, they're facing Stuart Melville in a 1:45 kickoff. Head coach Stuart Corson.
Come away with a win, as you say, against a strong Watson's team. The boys are just overjoyed, as well as the supporters and coaches. So, again, it was another step forward for the club.
And you'll be looking to keep up the good work, obviously, at home to Stuart Melville tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely last home game of the year, so we want to finish on a high at Rubislaw and give something for the local fans to cry about and possibly be excited about for the rest of the year.
In our competition this evening, we're giving away copies of former Don Errol Saverin's book, Exposed at the Back. Three copies of that to give away, along with a pair of tickets to the game tomorrow. So our winner gets tickets and a book, and the other is a copy of Errol's book. Also, all we asked was, when the Dons won 1-0 against Hamilton at Pittodrie in the League Cup quarterfinal, who scored the all-important goal? Dave and I had a senior moment earlier, forgot who it was.
So long ago.
Who scored in the 1-0 victory over Hamilton in the League Cup quarterfinal at Pittodrie? The answer, of course, was Adam Rooney. And well done tonight to Jake Sinclair, who's off to the game and also gets a signed copy of Harold's book. An additional winner tonight as well, Graham Finlay, who gets a signed copy of the book, and also Dylan Milne, who receives a copy as well. Well done to all of you. And Harold's going to be at Pittodrie tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be up in the corporate areas at lunchtime, and then he'll be down in the RDS concourse signing copies of his book just close to kick-off, probably about 2:30 to 3:00. So good to see him back, and the book seems to be going well and getting great reviews.
Okay.
Great reviews, mate.
Not off.
That's a bit showbiz, Dave.
Have
you read it yet? You'd started it last time I spoke to you.
Yeah, I've read. I have. I'm still trying to, because he did say that some of the characters are based on people that he knew from Pittodrie. I haven't come across a grumpy goalie yet, but he's maybe there.
Oh. Have you come across a little guy that runs around a lot doing stuff for everyone and never getting a day off?
No.
Well, you probably haven't got to that chapter in the book because you're too busy running around doing things for everyone. Right,
never getting a day off.
That's tomorrow. As far as our weekend coverage is concerned.
Well, it's we're, of course, on North Sound 2, full commentary, as well as Red TV. We'll be two Daves, myself and Mr. G. We'll be joined by Andrew Shiney for that one.
Stato.
Yes, and looking forward to it. Updates on all the games, of course, here with Elisa and Gossip and Goals. And game on from 2:00 onwards next door in our sister station, North Sound 2. So it's, looking forward to it.
It's just so good to be back to Saturday at 3:00. I'd almost forgotten.
It'll never catch on.
It's been a long slog, hasn't it? The waiting for Saturday at 3. Now, as far as the snooker's concerned, Dave, a couple of Scots bombing out, you said?
Yeah, a couple of Scots beaten Anthony McGill, beaten 6-4 by Ronnie O'Sullivan in the quarterfinals, and Stuart Bingham beat Graham Dott as well. But we've got Stephen Maguire up against Marco Fuita. Come on, Stephen.
No pressure, Stephen. It's all resting on you, old friend. That is pretty much it for this week. Friday Night Floor Fillers is coming up in just a second. Don't forget, you can get the show on Audioboo. It's on iTunes. It's via our Facebook and Twitter. It's in your letterbox by Carrier Pigeon. We're back the same time next week for another Friday Sport right here on North Sound 1. Like I say, Friday Floor Fillers is coming up in just a moment.